this morning at 12:01 Eastern Time. The contract expired between telecommunications giant Verizon and the two major unions representing its workers. The company had braced for a strike, but the unions told their members to show up at work today. Bargaining talks on a new contract resumed this morning and are continuing. NPR's Ari Shapiro brings us up to date.
Early this morning, this was the message on the answering machine for Local 2336, the Washington, D.C. chapter of the Communications Workers of America.
CWA Local 2336, it's 3:40 a.m. Sunday morning. This is Mike Harris. We have not reached an agreement at the bargaining table, but we are seeing some movement. The key issues are still the transfer of work, job security, health care, and respect for us and our unions.
The message went on to tell workers to report for duty as scheduled. About 80,000 Verizon employees from Maine to Virginia received a similar message. They're all members of the Communications Workers of America, or the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The two unions have been in negotiations with Verizon since mid-June. For the last week, government mediators have been participating. When the contract deadline arrived last night, union leaders decided they were making progress and extended the talks. They resumed meeting at 10 this morning. At Verizon headquarters in New York, spokesman John Bonanno said he couldn't sleep last night. He's encouraged by the fact that there wasn't a walkout.
The positives that we can take away at the moment is certainly that the talks are continuing and that there is active bargaining. Very serious issues are being discussed, and key players are the ones who are in the middle of the discussion.
Both sides say the major issues now are job security and health benefits. They agree that if there is a strike, local and long-distance calling will continue relatively as normal. Candace Johnson of the Communication Workers of America said earlier this week that certain customers may feel the effects of a walkout.
The work that our members do includes work of technicians, so if you need a new phone service or phone service repaired, or if you have questions about your bill or you need to change your service, that's the work our members do, and that's the work that won't be getting done if there is a strike.
John Bonanno of Verizon says his company has contingency plans in place. He declined to describe the plans today, but earlier this week, when it looked as though a strike was possible, he said this.
We've got a trained management force. We have also asked retiree management to see if they would like to work in the event that the union calls a strike. So we feel that we're very prepared, and we'll be providing a good quality level of service to our customers, virtually business as usual.
Verizon workers went on strike 3 years ago for 18 days. At the end of that walkout, the phone company had a backlog of about 250,000 repair requests and new orders. The unions have not announced a new walkout deadline. The answering machine message at Local 2336 says the recording will continue to be updated as new information becomes available. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.